This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from orchards of Southgate. Patient's name is first name is JL. Last name is Patterson. PATTERSON. Date of birth is 1/2/1939. Date of evaluation is 1/14/2022. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions and review of psychotropic medications. History of present illness, this is 83 years old male who was admitted here on 1/6/2022 upon transfer from University of Michigan Hospital. Patient's chart indicates complex medical problems. And he has a history of dementia, hypertension, COPD, CHF, and had pneumothorax. He was transferred there from St. Joe's Hospital for endobronchial valve replacement given failure of the pneumothorax to resolve with suction alone. Patient was admitted here on Seroquel 12.5 milligram BID and olanzapine 2.5 milligram Q4 hours PRN. Period. He's very confused. He could not tell me today's date, months, or his date of birth and circumstances leading to his placement here. He claims that he has four sons and did some kind of factory work in the past. He was getting easily irritable. Peter staff reports that he's non-compliant with medications. I spoke to his son, Johnny Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, on phone, who reports that patient was fairly functional up until his shortness of breath leading to his hospitalization. He claims that patient lived alone and was able to even pay his bills. The patient's son also reports that his father was diagnosed with dementia 3 years ago and took some kind of dementia medications. Peter's son was adamantly opposed to patient taking any antipsychotic medications and reports that he was somewhat irritated when he was at UFM hospital because of feeling sore and numb. Son requested that patient be discontinued of his antipsychotic medications. Patient denied any auditory or visual hallucinations, but it's difficult to get much information from him. Next paragraph. Review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Under genital, urinary, unable to get to a bathroom on time. past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph. Social history, current relationship, single, number of children, not known exactly. Peter patient told me 4, but that could not be verified. Current employment, not working, but did some kind of factory work in the past. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, requirement from a chart, nursing. And conversation with patient's son, Johnny Coleman. Next paragraph. Under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Surgical history, see chart for details. Family history, not available. Tobacco history, former smoker. Drug abuse history, denied. Alcohol history, denied. Current medications are Seroquel. MAR reviewed Seroquel 12.5 mg BID and Zyprexa 2.5 mg QD/PRN. Next paragraph, blood pressure 132 over 73, pulse 76, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed. Demeanor, uncooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech. Not very spontaneous, mood irritable, thought process confused, associations loose, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, frontal knowledge poor, attention concentration poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, assessment. Unspecified, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance, up 0.281. Plans, continue behavioral and non-pharmacological interventions, period, anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition. Next paragraph, discontinue Seroquel and Zyprexa at patient's son's request. Disposition staff needs to notify our service for any increase in paranoia, delusional thinking, aggressive behaviors with discontinuation of Seroquel. Period, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, patient has significant cognitive impairment, limited insight, poor judgment, and lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions. We'll follow with you. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.